president of Argentina says she's now convinced that the death of a senior prosecutor was not suicide, as she had initially believed. Alberto Nisman was found shot dead in his apartment on Sunday. The 51-year-old had been investigating the 1994 bombing of a Jewish center in which more than 80 people were killed, as Wira Davis reports now from Buenos Aires.
Remembering the dead. 21 years after a huge bomb attack on a Jewish cultural center in Buenos Aires, a new name has been added to the list of victims. Alberto Nisman, the prosecutor who'd been investigating the 94 bombing. Asesinado. Many here think he was killed for getting too close to the truth. 85 people died when the center known as Amir was destroyed, a soft target at the heart of one of the biggest Jewish communities outside Israel. Although no one's ever been successfully prosecuted, suspicion has long focused on Iran and its ally Hezbollah. Prosecutor Nisman went even further. He accused senior figures, including the Argentine president, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, of trying to do a deal with Iran, agreeing to absolve it of blame in return for lucrative trade agreements. Earlier this week, Nisman was found dead at his luxury Buenos Aires apartment. Initially, the president suggested Nisman committed suicide, but she backtracked, accepting via social media that it was most likely a case of murder.